Long time ago. I really am kind of ignorant about taxes at this point.
Now you're a talk show host.
I'm a talk show host.
Yes, that's what you do.
Entrepreneur, is that what you called me?
Yes.
The first time I came here.
Well, and I do love your, let's mention your website right now, jpattitude.com. He definitely has an attitude, but he's got some great information on that website. I still go there, find out what's going on. I love it.
Two columns this week, one on Gingrich and one on the State of the Union
speech. Saw that. Yeah, interesting. So what's your common sense today, the end of the
it's
hour?
It's about plastic grocery bags.
Plastic grocery? Oh, God, I know it, huh? They're taking over the
world.
I'm
through all the nonsense for you and tell you about plastic grocery bags.
Well, they'll find a reason. I mean, you can make wreaths. There are some purposes for plastic bags. So we'll talk about that and get to the hot topics. Yeah. Hot topics on my mind this week, just world hot topics.
What's on your mind?
We'll also talk some politics, so we'll get to all that good stuff. The UN Atomic Agency, they're going to visit Iran again. Have you heard that? They're doing a new probe. Mm-hmm. They don't think they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Didn't
here we go around the merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a senior delegation from the International Atomic Energy Agency is going to visit Iran tomorrow. Going to renew an attempt to probe aspects of Iran's nuclear program that could be connected to nuclear weapons work. Again, we're just going around and around with this.
It's been years. How many years has this been?
Well, Netanyahu
like
is 10? Not. Yeah, he's not going to give up any more information than he has. I mean, how do they expect to find out?
Who did you say? Netanyahu. That's the Jewish.
The Jewish guy. Yeah, well, he's wondering about all
Israel,
this going on, too.
Ahmadinejad is what
Ahmadinejad,
you're,
yeah.
There you go.
But Egypt, he made a comment on it, too. It was the same effect of he's not going to give up any more information.
Right. And he has the right to make nuclear weapons.
He does. And he says that.
I mean, he says that, yeah. I don't think he does, but...
Well, if we do, he does.
No, he doesn't.
All have the right.
Not everybody's equal. He's a madman who wants to eliminate Israel and kill all the Jewish people.
Well,
he doesn't get to
last
have.
Week you called Obama a madman,
well,
so...
there's more than
okay.
one of them. I did, really? Did
yes,
I say
you did.
That? I'm
yes,
sorry.
Madman. The Iranians, they've dismissed the matter, claiming that intelligence from the agency that came from the United States. This is what they're saying, that it's us again.
Oh,
United States is starting this stuff again. It was derailed last November when we tried to get in there, but now they're going to go in again and talk and see what's up.
And he'll just kick them out again?
Yeah, he'll
if
just kick them out.
If they actually want to visit the atomic site, they'll kick them out.
Earlier this week, the Europeans slapped what amounts to an oil embargo on Iran. It's the toughest sanctions against Iran so far, an action that really pleased the British Foreign Secretary, William Hague. This shows the resolve of the European Union, he says, absolutely has the right to do this in view of Iran's continued breach of UN Security Council resolutions and refusal to come to any meaningful negotiations on the nuclear program.
And
so,
did you see Iran's response to that?
What was it?
It was funny.
Was it raspberry?
Ahmadinejad threatened to put his own sanctions on and not give Europe any of his oil. So isn't that funny? They're threatening not to buy it, and he says, well, fine. I just won't send you any oil. I think that he's calling their bluff is what he's doing. You know, Europe's just about bankrupt anyway. Are they really in a position to, say, put sanctions on anybody?
I don't know. What is going on in the world?
They had a bunch more downgrades on European countries.
I know Italy, four other ones we'll talk about. What was it? Italy and... Yeah, I had that on my
Belgium,
list too.
Spain, Italy, Cyprus, and Slovenia were all downgraded this week.
And which agency was
none
that?
None of them were AAA to begin with. They just went a step lower.
Which agency downgraded
Fitch.
Them? The Fitch.
Fitch, the same one.
Yeah, that downgraded.
No, went. That was Standard & Poor's.
Standard & Poor's,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff going on.
It seems like
on.
Every week now there's some more European countries that are downgraded.
What's going to happen? I mean, it's hard to even know what to say
like
about everything going on.
The only country that's got any money is Germany. So it's like they ended up winning World War II 60 years later.
Yeah, they could get rid of all of us. You know how they are.
And they told Greece
this
week.
You're not German, you're out.
They told Greece this week, if we'll give you some money for your crisis, if you'll let us run your government.
See what I'm saying?
Greece said, well, no.
Whoa.
Like, we already fought a war. We don't want the Germans running Greece.
But for them to even say that or suggest that.
But I can see the German side of it, too. They don't want to just send more money after the previous money that's been lost.
Yeah, that's what they said back in the days of the Nazis, too. I can see their point. Wow.
Yeah, well,
kind of scary. Well, Turkey's doing good. Turkey has a whole new image. Turkey's image in the Arab world has dramatically improved in recent years. Many states that ousted leaders during the Arab Spring now look to Turkey as an example of what works. The country's seen a robust economy. Their middle class is growing under this new leadership. He's a Sunni Muslim prime minister, Erdogan. Erdogan. Not sure how to pronounce it. Not hearing too much about him yet. Early on in his presidency, Barack Obama paid special attention to Turkey and worked to cultivate a personal relationship with this prime minister. So he's not all dumb. Turkey's not an ideal ally for the U.S., but Obama's diplomatic approach, of course, in the country is probably one of his good accomplishments. Because Turkey is, they're flourishing. I mean, it's happening.
We'll see.
What do you think of that? Another thing going on this week that really astounded me, but I was expecting it, is law-abiding Mexicans now taking up illegal guns.
What do you mean?
They're taking up illegal guns. In Mexico, where criminals are armed to the teeth,
oh,
high-powered
see.
Weapons, it may come as a surprise, but the country has some of the most restrictive gun laws in the world. One community has begun to ask if it's time to make guns easier to obtain legally so they can defend themselves. It's been always very difficult to get a gun in Mexico. You know, if you don't find a bandito.
Until Obama was elected president, he's been sending guns down there
yeah,
left and right.
Yeah, now it's really easy. Just find the bandito.
So now you're
you
saying that the regular citizens are trying
Law
to arm themselves,
law-abiding
too.
Mexicans.
They I
want
don't blame
to,
them.
They want a gun to defend themselves. They have no good options. Earlier, what it comes down to is they either fight government red tape to get a legal permit or they buy one on the black market.
Right.
Which, I mean, that's what they're trying to
get on the black market.
Well,
now.
That's what they're trying to get rid of. They're trying to get rid of all the gunslingers down there, and now it's good. The demand's going to go up.
Did you see where Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, and Obama had a
tete-a-tete
argument on
mm-hmm.
the airport? That's one of the things that she asked him. Would you please come down to one of the border cities so you can see what it's like down there? Because bullets are coming across the border. It's so bad on the other side. That bullets sometimes, stray bullets, come across the border and endanger Americans. It's like a running gunfight down there.
It's like a running gunfight all over the entire world. What is going on?
They're lobbing grenades into discos and
a farming
shooting
town,
school buses.
A farming town about 130 miles southwest of El Paso, Texas, which is in the border. It's a border state of Chihuahua, founded by breakaway Mormons from the U.S. They wanted to practice polygamy. Every man's dream. Most of the residents...
Wait a minute.
Most of the residents now hold dual citizenship. They speak English and retain ties to the U.S.
Really? I didn't
yeah.
know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And a few still practice the plural marriage thing. But they're all wanting to buy guns now. They all want to protect themselves.
What do you think? What do you really think that's our dream, to have more than one wife?
No, girlfriend. Yeah,
you said
baby.
Polygamy was
well,
it.
You know, in the Mormon church, if you're going to do it, you got to marry her. Mm. So you can marry as many as you want if you're going to do it. But yeah, have more than one woman. Oh, come on. I know you can't handle more than one because you've got
for doggone sure.
You've got one that's pretty hard to handle. Yeah, I do think so.
Seems to me that when you brought the second wife in, the first wife would make your life a living hell.
I doubt it, because then she can say, wow, whew, boy, I could take
he's
a
off my
breather,
back.
Man. Yeah, he's off my back and on her front.
You know yeah. what? Both of us are cynics.
See, I know it. You know, anything for a laugh. I don't mind it. Hey, you know, I mean, if there's a good man around and 10 good women, what the hey? Good man's hard to find, they say, and a hard man's good to find.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So Mexico's going gunslinging. Also in Britain, you know, the British police searched the offices of Rupert Murdoch's British newspaper, The Sun, yesterday.
Yeah, they're uh-huh. still after him.
They arrested a police officer and four current and former staff of the tabloid. Part of an investigation into police bribery. Police bribery. It's not just the... staff of the magazine.
They are after Murdoch big
they
time.
Are.
Just like they got Conrad Black, they want to get Murdoch.
Well,
now
why not? And all his conspirators. The arrest, if it was me, the arrest spread the scandal over tabloid wrongdoing. Of course, we remember that already caused the closure of the tabloid News of the World. That's closed.
Right.
Yeah. Now the second
every
Murdoch
once in a while, you and I talk about this. It's fun because you think it's a valid issue that he shouldn't have been tapping into phone lines to get his news stories.
Do you want your phone line tapped into?
I don't want my phone line tapped into, but I
do. You want your business?
Don't think it's as big
spread.
An issue as you do because
do you want your business spread all over the Reno Gazette Journal?
No, but. Okay. But I don't have as many illusions about privacy as you do. I mean, Google is keeping track of everything about us.
Absolutely.
So if Murdoch tapped into a phone call to get a story, it just doesn't bother me that much.
And it didn't bother you when Nixon did it either.
And let's be clear, he didn't do it. It's somebody who worked for him that might have done it.
He's responsible. It's his newspaper. The head of the country, just like Nixon, he was responsible. If you're head of the company, it's your responsibility.
I guess. I think they just want to destroy another conservative publisher in the newspaper industry.
I don't.
They got Conrad Black, and now they want to get Murdoch. And the funny thing is, those two were at war big time when they were both at the top of their game.
Yeah, they're fighting over whoever they can get.
Circulation,
to,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they're both going to go down, it looks like.
Well, you know, life is becoming more transparent. It's scary because nobody has anything to hide.
It's true.
I know.
I don't have a lot of illusions about my privacy, and I don't like that. But I don't run around thinking, well, you know, nobody can find out about me.
Oh, what are you, Mr. Goody Tutu or something going on here? You got nothing to hide?
Well, most of my stuff is out there anyway.
You have nothing to hide?
In the divorce courts and the child custody and all that crap.
Yeah, but how would you like everybody looking at it? All your neighbors, everybody that knows you?
They can look at it.
I want to look at it. Tell me some dirt right here. I want to hear something. Tell me a secret.
I'm not telling you.
See what I mean?
No.
You do care. You do care.
I
don't want someone tapping your phone.
I don't want it, but I don't have any
illusions. Do you want a video in your bedroom and people looking at that too? I mean, everybody's fighting for privacy. Everybody.
I think your best bet is just to try not to do anything you don't want public.
Oh, ha, 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 ha. What a Pollyanna attitude that is.
Well, that's true.
Oh, please.
Nothing's coming out about Romney, is it? The man apparently never has stepped over the
line.
Yeah,
what happened? I mean,
he's just a good guy.
Is he that squeaky clean?
You notice I've kind of come around to the Romney side of things.
Yeah, you're kind of scaring me. Save it for our political segment coming up. Oh, gosh. JP with the Attitude is here. I'm Jake Davis, and you're listening to Broadview. We'll be right back.
The Buzz.
What does my future hold? How can I get ready? Your questions are important. Bring them to DeVry University and its Keller Graduate School of Management on Saturday, February 4th. Our national open house is a forum for you to ask what's on your mind and explore how education can turn your dreams into success. Your future now has a start date, and it's Saturday, February 4th at over 90 locations. Learn more at DeVry.edu. In New York, DeVry University operates as DeVry College of New York, certified to operate by CHEV, authorized for operation by the THEC.
Hi, so what are we doing with your hair today?
I'd like a couple of inches off the back, and if you could just trim the bangs, done.
Okay, hold still.
To do a job well, you need the right tools. If you're filing your taxes online, make sure you use the right tool for the job. With H&R Block at Home, you get the very best tax software available. File your simple tax return for free at hrblock.com today and receive free audit support. H&R Block. Never settle for less. Free version applies to simple tax situations. More complex taxes require a paid version.
Mitt Romney's conservative plan to control spending and create jobs has been called the boldest GOP agenda since Reagan 1980. Congressman Heck says,
President Obama promised to put Americans back to work. He failed. Mitt Romney is a conservative businessman that has shown he can lead our economic recovery.
Lieutenant Governor Kroliki believes,
just take a look at his record as governor. He cut spending and balanced the budget. No one else has his overall experience. No one.
For former County Commissioner Woodbury, it's Mitt.
Mitt Romney knows how to get this country working again. Mitt will restore America as a place of opportunity.
Congressman Amaday proudly adds,
Mitt Romney is the candidate who knows Nevada's issues. From our public lands to our private employers to our financial road to recovery, Mitt Romney is the leader we need in the White House.
Mitt Romney, because it's time we start believing in America again.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President, Incorporated.
Having financial needs? Now is the time for year-end planning. Cartledge, Cartledge & Company started in 1958. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They provide a wide variety of accounting, tax, financial management, and investment services tailor-made to meet your individual needs. Their job is to make your job easier so you can focus on what is important to you. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge, Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you. you.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back, and thanks for joining us. JP, my co-host, is here, and Amy just brought this in. Sam LaHood, who's been living in Egypt, the son of the U.S. Transportation Secretary, one of several Americans barred from leaving Egypt this last weekend. He says he could be facing 5 years in jail.
Yeah.
They're not letting him out. He's the...
and four other people.
He's the director of the Egyptian program for the International Republican Institute. I wonder what that
Whatever
is.
Whatever that is, yeah.
He was stopped at Cairo's airport last Saturday when he tried to leave the country and was told that he's on a no-fly list. Whew. Muslim Brotherhood.
Michael Savage's conspiracy theories are going to go wild on this because he thinks the whole Egyptian thing and the whole North Africa thing was done by George Soros and people like that.
Well,
so since the LaHoods are left-wing liberals, he's going to assume that he was over there doing some kind of revolutionary thing in Egypt, and that's why he's been detained.
Says the legal implications of the ongoing investigations are very serious. And LaHood said that if somebody had asked him 5 weeks ago if he thought there was any chance that the police were going to come by and raid his office, he would have said, no, it's inconceivable. So that's ludicrous. But yep, it's happened.
Scary. Says it could take up to a year just to have the trial, so.
The raid's part of an investigation into alleged illicit foreign funding. Illicit foreign funding.
Whatever that means.
Targeting the American group's National Democratic Institute and the Republican Institute. Non-governmental organizations operating throughout the world. The ones that have close ties to the GOP congressional leadership.
I doubt it. The LaHoods are on the other side of the political thing here.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Interesting. Whoa, yeah, he could be over there for a while. Okay, thanks for that, Amy. What else? We were talking about credit ratings cut for Italy and four other countries. For other nations, Belgium, Cyprus, Italy, Slovenia. Slovenia.
Do you know where that is? Me neither.
Slovenia.
And there's a Slovakia, too. So
Slovakia,
which one is
Slovenia. Which one's the vampires?
That's Transylvania.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a Slovenia. So Slovenia, where they're bloodsuckers. Wow, yeah, Fitch Ratings blamed. Crises in Nigeria. Did you read about that? Police in Nigeria arrested nearly 200 people after last week's coordinated bomb attack in Kano.
Yeah, they're attacking Christians.
That's Nigeria's second largest city. The radical Islamist group Boko Haram took responsibility.